Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. My name is Uzi. I created this podcast to talk about amazing Africans who are doing wonderful things all around the globe. These are everyday people like you and I who are making a difference in the fields of business, science, and the arts, and living their lives to the fullest. I really hope that they inspire you as they have inspired me. So sit back and enjoy every single episode because it's made with lots of love. Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year.
Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. It's a brand new year, and hey, have a few words to say.
Well, it has been quite eventful. The end of 2020.
Are we glad that that year is done? Yeah. You know, I feel like there's so much hype about 2020, and 2020 just came with so much wahala.
Yeah, it did. You know, I think if it's a little hard to even imagine the things that happened before the pandemic and say that they were part of 2020, because 2020 just felt like a long COVID-19 related year.
Exactly.
And, you know, disaster type related year.
Right.
But we actually did do some of the things that were some other interesting things in 2020 that I've almost forgotten. But
yep. I think for me, 2020 was like, okay, the beginning of the year, we did that ad with Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
So went to California, did the recording, and then that was like the only thing that we did this year. And then there was a lockdown,
mm-hmm.
and then I got pregnant for the rest of the year.
No, there was a tornado.
Well, yeah. So the Verizon recording, we went to California for the ad, came back, there was a tornado, got locked down
mm-hmm.
for COVID-19. Then I got pregnant, and it seemed like the whole year was about pregnancy.
Right.
Toward the end, I was writing my grant. So it seemed like, well, at the time I wasn't thinking about pregnancy, I was thinking about my grant. And then that lasted like literally the whole year. Then
it got to a point where we had to venture out. Yeah,
because,
we had to venture out and embrace the, you know, what was ahead of us. But I think, you know, just community-wise, there was more adherence to people wearing masks.
Right.
You know, even if you were the only one that was wearing a mask, at least you keep your distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 100% safe, but you know, you had to go out and do things. You had to go to the supermarket. You had to.
Right. Not everybody did. I think some people were still ordering things online.
Yeah.
But
I know some people that have not gone out.
Right.
Have not
since
gone
that
out.
Time. Yeah. But I didn't have to go to the grocery store and just choose my own tomatoes.
I think we were also lucky to, you know, be in a community at the time that, you know, we could go out to walk. You know, a decent, you know,
our apartment
trail.
complex had like really lovely natural trails.
Yeah.
And so we'd spend a lot of time just walking.
Is this one video that we haven't released?
I think
yet.
You posted.
I haven't posted. I'll give you the post.
What video is that?
This was just as the Kenya started.
Yeah, you posted about that on your Instagram.
It's not a post I put on stories. People asking about it.
Oh, yeah. You could,
I'll give it to you.
You can give me that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that. One of the things I liked
you
being
were pregnant,
pregnant
then, though.
During the lockdown was that a lot of people complained that their significant others were not allowed to go with them for like ultrasound doctor's visits, ultrasound appointments,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of stuff like that. I was really thankful because you were allowed to come for all those visits.
Yeah.
Like, you came for all the ultrasounds, you came for most of the doctor appointments, mm-hmm. and we just had to wear a mask, and then they check our temperatures and things like that. So I think for me, the pandemic, in terms of pregnancy appointment and stuff like that, it's not like I was trying to bring my whole family.
Yes.
I was just trying to bring you, and they allowed it. So I appreciated that.
Yeah.
Appreciated that. And then we found out we're having a girl.
Yep.
And so that's exciting.
I think you posted a video about that, right?
I did post a video about
gender reveal.
The gender reveal.
It was all online.
Yeah, we did a whole bunch of stuff online. So the way that went down was that we had gone to the ultrasound and we told the lady that we wanted to
that was actually
find out.
Convoluted story.
Yeah.
Of
we wanted to find out what we were having.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to have a gender reveal party online, like a Zoom thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she needed to like conceal it.
I had to try to close your eyes during the session.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I'm very inquisitive. So like I was listening to the number of strokes that she would type. So I was like, if it's a girl, she's just going to type like four four characters, right? And if it's a boy, it's going to be three. So I kept listening and I was just like, this is a lot of characters. Like, what is she typing? And then I was like, wait, what is it? She's like, yeah, because she knows mothers like me. So she puts a lot of extra exclamation marks. And she kept checking multiple times. And
yeah, because she apparently, you know, she wasn't, well, at the time, she wasn't moving in the right direction to find out what the sex was.
Yeah. She had her legs crossed.
Mm,
yeah.
But even Seth, you know, when I was even looking at the
image
screen, you couldn't even decipher what was what. So trust me, unless you really know what to look out for.
Right.
Or
what not to see.
What not to see, yeah. If you're skilled in what's
sonography.
Yes. Is it, what's it called?
She's a sonographer.
Sonography?
She's a sonographer.
Sonography, yeah. Yeah. Sonography, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened then. Can't remember what month that was.
I don't remember. It was like a
million years
ago.
It was month 50 of COVID-19 version of 2020.
Yeah.
And then...
But it was the third month of pregnancy, though.
Right.
Third month, yeah. First trimester, third month.
Yeah, we had a... Yeah, so you want to tell the story about how you did the...
Yeah, so she put the results... She printed out this ultrasound picture, which my sister needs to mail back to me, actually. She printed out the ultrasound picture, and then she put an envelope, and she sealed it. And she said, here, give it to whoever is going to reveal,
right,
and they'll tell you. So we take this stuff home, and...
You typically give that to your baker or something.
Yeah. And then Adi was like, he's going to hide it from me because he knows I'm going to wake up at night and try to find the envelope and open it. But I was determined not to open it because I wanted to be surprised. So Ada's sister was planning a gender reveal party on Zoom for us. So we're like, okay, we're going to mail this stuff to you. She was like, no, she wants to be surprised as well. I was like, oh Lord.
The person that's organizing the party wants to be
Everybody wanted to be surprised. So I was like, who is going to plan this stuff, right? So my sister, who lives in Indiana, was just like, send me the envelope. I will plan it. So we send it to her, and then she calls Party City to put the whatever the gender is in balloons, and then we would...
So we had to mail the letter to Indiana,
right,
for your sister to call Party City in Nashville,
right,
to send us balloons, or for us to pick up balloons.
So at this point,
all to avoid, you know,
us like figuring it out.
Wait, why didn't we just go to Party City?
We could just go to Party City, but I don't know what the runner. Everybody just wanted to be involved. Okay. Anyway, so
yeah, it was all good though.
You wanted a girl. I chose boy because you chose girl. So it's not like we're on the same side.
No, wait, hold up. So we haven't even talked about the day itself.
No, you already told me you wanted a girl. You had been telling me this throughout the pregnancy.
This was even before pregnancy itself.
Yeah, but I was saying, and it's weird because when we first talked about having a baby a year ago, you said you wanted a girl. And you even told me the girl's name. I tried to find people who had heard the name. It was just like, Anais, this is weird. This is not like an old girlfriend's name. Where did you get his name from? Yeah, so fast forward the day of the gender reveal, we get dressed, and you know, you put up like a backdrop thing.
Yeah, we had a because it was on Zoom. We tried to someone sent you, was it Bingo or Lindsay that sent you?
No, my sister sent me the
decorations.
Yeah,
right. From Amazon. So we got decorations, and then we put up a backdrop in our apartment.
Right.
So we could, you know, create a scene, because of course all this was going to be on Zoom, and you can actually do some pretty cool things with Zoom. You don't necessarily have to use your phone or computer camera to set up a Zoom link or to set up your Zoom camera. You can actually use your professional camera or like one of those webcams. Why are you looking at me like that? So basically, shall we
set up? One of those things where Ade goes technical, we just set up the camera.
Yeah, we had like a really, really nice, you know, lit setup.
Yeah, we did.
So that happened.
It was only families, because...
It was family and very close friends.
Right. Initially, some people were like, let's make it only family.
Let's make it family.
And I was just like, I want my friends to be on this thing as well. So we ended up inviting our really close friends. our really close friends and then all of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing was that if you weren't invited and you're kind of our close friend, it's not like you were not close. It's just that
it got a point where
it was like, just a lot of people giving a lot of input about how, okay, let's let's keep this under wraps for now. And which is one thing that I during my pregnancy, okay, let's address that real quick. So a lot of Africans, when they're pregnant, they don't like to post about it. They don't like to talk about it. I won't say Africans as a whole continent, but I'll talk about Nigerians. Nigerian women don't like to post about their pregnancy. They don't like to post about the baby until they have had the baby. Because they believe that there are witches and wizards online that are going to influence the outcome.
They don't post about their pregnancy at all.
At all, yeah. So when a Nigerian girl gets pregnant and she disappears from social media, she's probably pregnant. And then all of a sudden, 9 months later, she comes back with a baby picture, to God be the glory. That's where she's been. But I didn't want that for my pregnancy. I just always wanted to live in the moment. I like to celebrate things as they happen. Because somehow, I feel like God has plans for me. He's going to protect me, you know. I don't have to live in secret. I don't have to hide. And it's absolutely fine if you are the kind of person that likes to keep things under wraps. But if you're not the kind of person that keeps things under wraps, there's nothing. I always just want to say to you, there's absolutely nothing wrong in living in the moment, really. So that's where I really wanted to celebrate my stuff and
did you post
put it out there. I did. Okay. And all of my family members, nobody reposted my picture. Or even repost it, because I guess I knew where you guys head was, you know, I knew where you guys went, you know. I didn't appreciate that. I just didn't. It was just like, oh, I'm pregnant. Everybody around me is like, congratulations. But I go to their Facebooks and nobody reposted it. I was just like, whatever, man, you guys. Then when I now post about the baby, they come and repost that one. I will cancel you. I'll report it to Instagram. Anyway, yeah, so that happened, and we actually first and so online with our family and friends on there, we popped the balloon.
Yeah, popped the balloon,
and it was a girl.
Yep, the pink
pink.
There was a whole confetti. Process of even getting the balloons.
We got multiple balloons, yeah. So we had more than enough to recreate one for social media.
Yeah. The video that you posted is not
live, yeah. The video we posted was recreated.
Should you give that information?
No, we should not. So yeah, but you remember the first time we saw her on the ultrasound?
Yeah, first day was
kind of emotional. Surreal, yeah, because like we saw her for the first time, like, you know, formed as a baby. Yeah,
I mean, you then realize that there's actually another human being, yeah, you know, in the mix.
Yeah,
and it just, you know, puts things into context. It was quite emotional because, you know, we were really...
That was the very first time we saw her.
Yeah,
that
was the very, very first time, you know, I don't know, was she kicking then or anything?
Her legs are moving, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just like, okay, your stomach is expanding, you know, at that point. But then you now realize, oh, okay, this is why it's happening. It's actually someone in there, yeah.
You know, it was really emotional. And we kind of teared up a little bit, but we were very happy. One of the things that happened when we found we were pregnant was that it kind of like restructures your life. So in a way, we started thinking that, oh, we need to move from this apartment. So like the very next day, I started looking for new apartments because we needed more space. We started going to look at apartments. It was like we were on hyperdrive.
I think it was either my brother or someone in our family was just like, calm down.
Nobody told us to calm down.
Someone telling us, or I was either my mom, they were like, that, yes, I understand the apprehension. It always happens to, like, first-time parents.
Yeah, but nobody told me to calm down, because we looked, and then after a while, your brain just kind of resets. Like, well, you're doing too much at once, really. After a while, you're just like, okay, this is too much. But I guess it
started the process.
It did start a process. I think having a child just puts things in perspective, and it lets you know where you need to. In hindsight, I would say, having a baby doesn't require you to go and get a new house.
Does not.
Babies don't need that much space. They don't. But if you find that you are trying to tidy up stuff and get things, you know, started, I was even like, we need a truck, we need family car, we need a bigger, you know. And at the end of the day, the baby doesn't require much when the baby comes. I think they just require love, space, and breast milk, really. But it's absolutely no problem if you're trying to set things in motion and just, you know, do stuff before the baby gets here.
Yeah, the baby doesn't really require that. I mean, like I said, yes, you imagine or you think that, okay, you now need a 3-floor house.
Right. A whole baby room.
No, baby, you want to have a baby room. You want to, I mean, those things are nice, you know, but honestly, you know.
I think if you need them, yeah. If you need them, you need them. But I'm just saying, don't stress out if you don't have it, because it's not, you don't need it right away, basically. Yeah, so one of the things I noticed is that I wasn't buying stuff. So some people get pregnant and they buying stuff all the time.
Stop buying Pampers.
Buying clothes. I didn't buy anything until the last trimester because I was just, and then that's where I really freaked out. And I was just like, okay, I need to start buying all of the stuff. Yeah. So you guys, we went into hyper mode. We went and we were buying, or we're looking at houses. Mm-hmm. We're trying to rent houses. And after a while, we switched to purchasing.
Was that period? Was it that period when we were looking at those houses and those townhomes?
Yeah.
Renting?
Yes, that's how we started. We started looking for townhomes to rent.
Right, yeah.
And then from looking for townhomes to rent.
Terrible looking. It was just so, there was one place that we looked at and it was just so.
I think it's important to live in an apartment.
Yes, yeah.
Because you get a sense for what you don't like. And then we didn't even gist you guys. So while all these things were happening, we had a situation at our apartment complex where there was a break-in, and that kind of sealed the deal. And we're like, we'll get out of here. So a lot of people were smoking towards the end.
I think towards the end, the fact that there were more people staying indoors, more people staying home,
yeah,
it brought about more
vices.
Yeah, you know, either for their medical needs or for not. You know, we just started seeing different characters.
Yeah, apartment complex was turning into something else.
Yeah.
And we were like, yep, I think it's time to move. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we actually did break our lease, actually.
Yeah, we did.
Because we had to get out of there. That.
Which is not the most
Look, I mean, if you have to do what you got to do, I just wanted to get out of there. Yeah, so it's a whole long story about how we eventually did. I guess we share tips about, you know, if you're trying to purchase, if you're trying to rent, things you should look out for. But what we were trying to look out for, we needed a house that had a lot of ventilation. Mm-hmm. So the apartment that we were staying in, the ventilation wasn't great, actually. So that was a major thing, that we just really wanted more space. And we wanted the space where we could, like, breathe in and out.
We had multiple humidifiers. And
we had so many humidifiers and, oh, Lord. But it was an experience. It was definitely an experience. It's part of the tales of an African princess, definitely, in America, for sure.
We made the apartment very homely, you know, I think in the best way that we could.
Right.
It was very different. You know, we had
interior
much, like, really.
Our apartment was very nice. Thinking back, we do have a clip of, I wish we had a clip of before we tore things down.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are...
I was so, you know, quick.
So as soon as we knew that we were moving, Eddie was just like, let's take everything down. I'm just like, calm down first.
Start packing now.
Oh my God, yeah. It was quite...
I want to collect money from us.
Been an experience, yeah. It's definitely been an experience. By the way, since we're having a girl, we're going to have a mega giveaway for our friends in Nigeria. So I always do giveaways for people in the United States, but this particular giveaway is for people in Nigeria. So we're giving away, even though Christmas is gone, we're giving away 5 Christmas dresses. The reason why I call them Christmas dresses is because I remember growing up, Christmas time, people would buy their kids new clothes, right? And so the first church service that people would go for in the new year or during Christmas, everyone would come wearing their new dresses. And you know, it's always exciting. So we have 5 dresses to give out to 5 amazing little girls, and it's courtesy of nestopkiddies.ng. so it's nestop kiddies.ng, and they're sponsoring us, giving us 5 lovely dresses for kids ages 2 and above, 2 to 5, I believe. So if you have any beautiful daughters in this age group, go ahead and follow my page on Instagram at African Princess in America. And of course, follow nestopkids.ng, and you see the rules for the giveaway, and you can actually enter to win. All right, so that's amazing. Thank you, Next Up Kids. Okay, so at a Tell us what it feels like to have your wife expecting. What are some of the things that you, as a dad-to-be, that you have to prepare yourself mentally? And while you're thinking about that, one thing I do want to point out is, a lot of people told me, oh, you're going to become a family now. But I just want to tell you guys, if you're married out there and you don't have a kid yet, you're already a family, all right? Mm-hmm. Don't think that your kid is coming to make you a family. No, you're already a family as a married person, mm-hmm. all right? That's a family unit. So don't think that, you know, someone is coming to complete you and make you whole. Another thing I'll say is, one day at work, someone did tell me that, oh, I think you're having a girl because girls steal their mother's beauty. And oh my God, I went to my car and I thought deeply, like, what does she really mean by that? And after a while, I just really, really had to say, okay, I'm going to go get my hair done. I'm going to go. I must be looking really, really bad for someone to tell me that, oh, I'm having a girl. But the lady who told me was, you know, she's super nice to me. And so I didn't want to, because of that, like, cut her off or anything like that. So, yeah. Also, when you're pregnant, you have all these emotions, like, all these people tell you stuff, you have to think about it like 10 times because you have like hormones raging and it's a little complex.
Did you ever talk about that time about there was one woman that helped you? I think you wanted to tie your laces.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. So this pregnancy, I've met really amazing people. So one of the things I suffered when I was pregnant was swollen feet, right? Oh my God, my feet were expanding.
Elephantitis.
Oh my God, like, sometimes I look at my feet and I'm just like, whose leg is that? One day I was heading back home from work and things like your shoelace unraveling as you're walking, that used to happen to me a lot. And then I'll look at it and I'll be like, okay, should I just keep walking or I should try to even lace this thing up? And one day bending over is just like, oh. So one day I was looking at my shoelaces. I was just like, I'll just keep moving. And then this nurse, she's like, do you want me to help you with that? And I was like, yes, please. And so she helped me. And we just like, she really, really encouraged me that day because I was so discouraged. I was just like, what
did she
this?
Did she pray with you or was that something?
She sent you a message? She just like took my number and mm-hmm. she said she was going to check on me. You know, she's been checking on me actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm really grateful for that because sometimes like you just feel like, man. And that day I was running down because I realized my mom wasn't going to be able to come due to COVID and, you know, come take care of me and things like that. So I was like, my energy was really, really low. And just having someone there who uplifted my spirits, I felt like, God bless her really, because yes. I just really needed that.
Sometimes God just, you know, brings people, random people into your life and
oh yeah, oh my God, God has brought a lot of people into my life that really just stepped in at the right time. Mm-hmm. Really, yeah, they really did just step in at the right time. And I guess last but not the least is, I guess I figured out why they call it expectant mothers, because I spent a huge part of my pregnancy thinking about labor. Mm-hmm. Like it's like you're having a good day laughing at the joke. And all of a sudden, you just remember that, labor is coming. And the reason why that's a thing is because from childhood, like as a girl, you've been trained or subconsciously, you've heard all these stories about the horrors of labor. You've heard your mom talking about it. You've heard your auntie talking about it. You've heard girls, you know, women who've had kids. Mm-hmm. Like they describe labor as this, oh my God, there's doom waiting for you in the future. And so it's like you're having a good time and you're like, oh my God. Labor is coming. I shouldn't be having this much fun. Let me not laugh too much because there's pain coming, you know? And if you're pregnant right now, if this is your first pregnancy, I guess what I would say to you is go ahead and have fun. Enjoy whatever it is that's happening. Labor will come. It'll be challenging, but you'll get through it. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's going to be challenging. Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say, oh, it's not going to be, but you definitely get through it. And once you get through it, you kind of forget.
Right.
You kind of forget the trauma if it's traumatic. Some people don't have it traumatic. Some people have it really short and that's it. So don't worry about labor. When it comes, it comes. But one thing I would really say is, I guess I would do another vlog on, I'll do an actual vlog on labor and delivery. But one thing I would say is research everything when it comes to delivery. What I did, which was not the right thing to do, I don't encourage anybody to do that. I only researched epidural and vaginal delivery, period. In my mind, I was going there to go and collect epidural, mm-hmm. sneeze once, have the baby, say peace out, take the baby and go home, right? But I would say if you're pregnant, research epidural if you're going to get it. If not, research other ways of pain relief. Research cesarean section. Mm-hmm. Research induction. Research everything possible for having a baby, because you never really know. You have your plans for how you want labor to go, but like everything in life, nothing works the way you want it to happen.
Yep.
Things just kind of like happen.
Life always throws you a curveball.
Life does always throw you a curveball. Anyway, so I hope you guys are off to an amazing new year. Today is January, what 7th? Is this? 7th?
Mm-hmm.
The day after January 6th, when we're all glued to our TVs watching things unravel, you know, in America. So what are your resolutions for the new year? Do you still do that?
I don't. After 2020, this year is what 2020 should be. This year, I mean, 2020 is just like, it's like the last season of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Right?
Oh,
it was terrible. And we've all collectively as a people just decided to say that that never happened. So 2020 never happened. Well, you know, I say that in jest. I say that in jest. But, you know, 2021 is our do-over, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I won't come here and be talking saying that 2020 was all bad.
For me, 2020 was actually
a great year.
We got in the midst of craziness. We were really blessed to do a lot of, you know, to get some things that you know, we had prayed for.
Right.
And it came like really quickly.
Yes. So I really understand that a lot of people had a terrible year. So
a lot of people also supported like us a lot.
Eventually we did have a baby shower.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
Yeah.
So toward the end of my pregnancy, I used to like, I'm not going to have a baby shower. I've gone to all these people's baby showers. Now it's my turn. I'm not going to. I used to whine about stuff.
Now destroyed all.
Yeah, like everything is like social distance, mm-hmm. Zoom parties. And we had an amazing baby shower. Our friends, oh my God, we got so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put in expensive strollers on there and people bought those things. I end up with two strollers, like two car seats and two strollers, mm-hmm. basically. So we were so blessed, honestly. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who sent us money, mm-hmm. cash. Amazing. We had
even some of your subscribers, like, you know,
even friends from Instagram, people I've never met before in my life, sent us stuff, and our baby is really blessed. Thank you. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll see, you know, updates and things like that. African Princess in America. If you follow us on YouTube, same thing, African Princess in America, you'll see new vlogs up there on just baby stuff. All right. So we don't have any New Year resolutions. We're just taking this year as it comes, you know, being grateful for every day. Yeah, and just trying our best to stay positive. You know, COVID is still out there, you guys.
COVID is outside.
Yeah, yeah, mask. Wear a mask, you guys. Mm-hmm. COVID is still, is very much real.
COVID is outside. Stay inside. I mean,
I would just say wear your mask and life continues, really, but do it safely.
Social distance, wear your mask, please, over your nose as well.
Because, yeah, don't wear it stylishly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I had to travel a bit last year, and it's not the most pleasant experience because, you know, you're wearing your mask almost the entire trip through. Basically, if you have to do any outdoor activities where there are people, please wear a mask. Wear it over your nose. If you are outdoors and maybe you're just like going for a walk, social distance. If you're not wearing a mask, that's fine, but just keep a very good distance between yourself and others, and this is both for your safety and the safety of others around you.
Absolutely. What's the one thing that you wanted to do last year that you weren't able to do because of COVID?
Travel more.
Yeah,
travel outside the country.
Exactly. I wanted to go for baby moon.
Yeah,
we researched so much about going to Mexico.
Technically could have, but you know,
I know, but
underlying factors.
But honestly when you have a baby coming, you start thinking about, is this the best use of this money? And we overthought about it, and then, but you know, everything ended up fine. But I still need to go on that vacation. I feel mm-hmm. like I still need that stuff. So, hint, hint. Hopefully, we can do that this year.
2020.
Yeah, 2020. All right,
is
guys.
Is that from Udumeji?
I think so. Yeah, a lot of people are not going to get that reference.
Liquid meta. All
right, guys. Well, thank you guys for sticking with us. I know I took a long break
just because at the end of my pregnancy, I was over it. Like, I just, so much was going on, and I needed to take a break, rest from podcasting, and just come back, and we're back. So, you guys, Happy New Year. We hope that you missed us, but we're back. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Remember that we're giving away 5 beautiful dresses, and it's especially for our podcast listeners in Nigeria. So this is your giveaway. If you don't have a daughter right now, but you know your neighbor has one, encourage them to, to enter for the giveaway, right? They could win as well. And yeah, check out nextstopkitties.ng on Instagram. They're sponsoring this episode, and we're getting our beautiful dresses from them. All right. So until we come your way again next week, where we talk about preeclampsia in pregnancy, because I had that. Oh my God. We talk about that a little bit, and then we also update you about what we're looking forward to doing this year. So until we come your way next week, have an amazing rest of the day, and we'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.